How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of the Sick Podcast with your host, That Leafs Fan. Episode 21, but the first episode of 2024, and we got lots to talk about. But before we do, producer, roll the tape.
Turn up your volume, because you're about to listen to the Sick Podcast. With That Leafs Fan.
They score! They score! Holy mackerel, they score! Morgan Rielly! Mo Rielly! The Leafs have won it! They're going to the second round! Do you believe this? Holy mackerel!
The sickest Toronto Maple Leafs podcast. It's gonna be sick.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you've had a great new year. The Toronto Maple Leafs are starting right, they're getting right down to business to start the 2024 season. And who I am talking about or referring to when saying that is Ilya Samsonov. The Toronto Maple Leafs announced that they have waived Ilya Samsonov, luckily or unluckily, however you decide to look at it, depending how you view Ilya Samsonov. He did clear waivers, which means he is now down in the AHL. They did announce as well he will not actually be playing any games in the AHL. Instead, he's going to be working with the Marlies goalie coaches to hopefully help rebuild his confidence, because it just has not looked right for him. This season, can't seem to get a save. It seems like he has like some sort of mental block. We know what he's capable of, and he just isn't at that level right now. And the NHL comes at you quick. If you're doing 4, 5, 6 games in a row again, like I mentioned last episode, of letting in 5 to 6 goals, it's not sustainable. I think this was the right move. So what does this mean now for the Leafs? Well, we clear $1.15 million of salary cap space, which is good. Cap space is very, very important, especially for a team like the Leafs, who are always right at the borderline. And now the Toronto Maple Leafs have called up Dennis Hildeby, Swedish goaltender, 20 years old, 6'7". Very funny. 67, 6'7". So fitting. I don't expect there to be a lot from this kid. And not that he can't provide it. I just hope that the Leafs don't heavily depend on him, because that wouldn't be fair. He's a very young goalie. He's had very solid stats in both the Swedish league and the AHL this year, posting a 919 save percentage through 15 games in the AHL, totaling for a record of 7-6-2, somewhere in that range. So he's doing his part. I think he's going to be the backup. I hope that they don't heavily rely on him, because it just wouldn't make sense to me. Look, I'll be straight up with you guys. If there's any Leaf fans who thinks that Dennis Hildeby is the answer to the Leafs' problems, you are so heavily mistaken. This is more, I see it as the Leafs' hope that Samsonov can reset and find his game, and you just have to put someone there. And it's always good to give a young goalie a shot, see what he's got, but I definitely don't want to burn him. He's looked pretty good. He's a fourth-round pick from 2022. In 2022, so not the draft that just happened, but the year before that. And he's looking to be a solid project, but again, not a player I exactly want to burn early on, especially being a goalie. If I'd say use him if you need to, like if we have a back-to-back, and it seems like Wool's going to be coming back in February, so Hildeby will most likely get a couple games in January, because the Leafs do have a lot of games now. Their schedule is really going to start ramping up. So we're going to see what happens with him. The Leafs, though, now, what do we need to do heading into the new year? There's no denying that I'd argue for the first time in about at least 4 to 6 years, this is probably one of the most, how do I call it, uncalled for positions that the Leafs have been in. Usually at this time of year, the Leafs feel very comfortable into where they are in the standings. This year, they are going to need to play hockey, like very good hockey, if they want to see games in April, May, when the games actually matter. The Leafs currently sit 1 point into a playoff spot. They have a couple games in hand on these teams that are right behind them. But the Leafs really need to kill this streak. The streak they've currently been on, they ended the year. It was 1-4-2 or some. It was very mediocre way to end the year. They had a crazy run, and now they've had a crazy run on the opposite end of the spectrum, and it hasn't helped them at all. And all the teams behind them that were looking to be relatively behind them are now level with us. There's six teams that are separated by 1 point in the Eastern Conference. So when I say every point matters, it's true. Because now it's a matter of you win a game, you go 3 points up, you lose a game, you fall out of the playoff picture. So the Leafs really now need to literally look at this new year as a refresh, because that's what it is. They need to cut ties with the way they ended and start the new year, and treat it like it's a new season, because right now every game counts, every point counts, every opponent is going to be a good opponent, and the Leafs need to get it done. Now, I want to ask everyone listening to this, if you're watching it on YouTube, I'm pretty sure you can't leave comments on Spotify. If you're listening to this on YouTube, every single person heading into the new year, most people tend to have a New Year's resolution. What I want to ask you guys before I say what I think it should be, what do you think the Leafs' New Year's resolution should be? Let me know down in the comments right now. I'll give you guys a moment. You can pause the video. But my New Year's resolution for this team is something that they have been needing to do since like the beginning of time. It's kind of like, the way I look at it is like, it's kind of like, think about it as a person, right? You know, in October, November, December, it's like, I really want to get to the gym. You did it sometimes, like you showed up, but that consistency was never there. So now into the new year, you're telling yourself, okay, I'm going to set a schedule. I'm going to follow the schedule. I'm going to be disciplined, and I'm going to go to the gym. I don't know, let's say Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. I'm going on those days. There's no question about it. That for the Leafs is a 60-minute performance. We've seen a couple games where they play 60 minutes. We've seen most games where they play about 15, even though it's a 60-minute game every night. Their New Year's resolution needs to be to play a full hockey game. Now, how they do that, to be quite honest with you, the current team we have right now, and not to bash the defensemen that have been on the team, like players like Simon Benoit, and I thought McCabe's been looking pretty good, but these filler defensemen, if you want to call it, they've been good for what they are. Like, I think Simon Benoit is a perfect example of this. He's been very good for what he is. We got him for nothing. He's been a plug-in, and I think he's doing his part. Like, he's not a skilled player. He's not a top four defenseman by any means. But he's doing what he can, and he's giving it all he's got. He's putting in that effort. And there's other players like that, like other examples of that. I don't want to get into Klingberg, but I think that would be like a rough example. But Giordano's now back into the lineup again. Another player that he's good for what he is, but it's not good enough. Like, the team combination or the defensive combination that we have, it's not to strike any defenseman specifically. It's just to say that overall, it's just not good enough. And it's not that the players that are currently there aren't doing enough. It's that they are just not good enough. Like, they're being forced to play in positions and into ranks that, like, they're just not supposed to be there. Like, Simon Benoit should never be a top four. And it's not on him. He's been forced to have to play some minutes as a top four defenseman on the Leafs, but that's just not what he is. He's a seventh defenseman, sixth defenseman on some other teams, and he's doing what he can. I thought he's been putting in good efforts. I thought he's been very aggressive, which is nice, but it's just the Leafs, what they really need, what we have been all screaming for is we don't need another left winger, although it would be nice. We don't need another center. We don't need another right wing. We don't need a forward. We really don't need a forward. What the Toronto Maple Leafs need is a top four defenseman who is going to get in there and play in a role that they're actually fit to play. I'm sick of seeing defensemen, like plug-in defensemen, that are just top six defensemen, that they're just bottom pairings on any team, and in Toronto are just forced to expect to be a top four defenseman just for some reason. What the Leafs need to do is go and get, I'll use an example, they need to go and get that Matthias Ekholm that's available, if any available. They need to go and get the, can't even find, it's so hard in the NHL because these are players that are so valuable. And I know a lot of people are already thinking, you know, they're going to have to pay a lot. You know what? The Leafs are not going to win with the current defensive core that we have. And again, I want to make this very clear. It is not to bash any specific player that is on the team, because the players that have been there have given what they're capable of giving, and hats off to them. But like, it's not enough to just have players that give their best effort. Like, this is not a participation medal league. This is a best team wins, worst teams, sayonara, see you later. The Leafs need to go and get that player, because as it stands right now, no matter how many goals we score up front, if this core of defense and even team defense, honestly, overall stays the same, they're not going to win anything. And I think what the Leafs truly need to go and get is a top four defenseman. Enough looking at forwards. If we have to give up a forward to get a defenseman, so be it. Whoever that is, depends the asking price. It obviously depends the player. It's very circumstantial. If you don't need to give up a huge piece up front, then don't. But if that's what it's going to require, I'm here for it, because I want to have, like, the only defenseman I can actually think on the Leafs that has been playing where he should be is Morgan Rielly. Is he a top defenseman? I don't know. I think it's fair to say he's a solid, at least a very, 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 very good second defenseman, like on a top two, arguably top two, as like a top, like top defenseman as well. But TJ Brody just hasn't been it this year. It seems like since the playoffs, the beginning of the playoffs last year, he had a good season last year, but into the playoffs up until now, it's just, I don't know. It's kind of wheels falling off. He hasn't been great. Mark Giordano's like nearing 40 years old. Timothy Liljegren had his knee decapitated because of Brad Marchand, who decided to accidentally slip his stick under it. It is what it is. Like all these players I'm naming, it's just like subpar mediocrity compared to like teams who are actually good. Like you look at teams like Vegas, they have defensemen. You look at teams like Colorado, they have defensemen. You look at teams like Boston, they at least have two or three, even four defensemen that you can confidently say are top four defensemen in the league. And with Toronto, I just don't feel that I can say that. And so it's defense wins you championships. And it's been like, since the Dubas era, it's been a very hard-headed mindset that the Leafs have had, that it's like, you know what? Keep fixing our problems by scoring goals. Keep fixing our problems by a guy who can score goals. Look, we got another guy who can score 20, another guy who can score 30. And it's just not it. We've tried it. We've tried it. And it's, I want to, like, to me, I find when the Leafs are at their best is when they're playing a good defensive game, because the offense from the current team we have will always be there. Matthews can score, Marner can score, Nylander can score, Tavares, like all, Yarncroke has been having a good season, Matthew Nyes can score, we saw Nick Robertson can score, but it all has to start in our own end. If we can take care of the game on our side of the ice, I'm not worried that the offense will take care of itself at all. Now, has part of the fault been on poor goaltending? In part, but I also don't think the team in front has helped at all. We're going to see now. Like I said, it's a fresh season. It's a fresh season. It's a fresh year. It's a hopefully restart. And the Leafs just really have to get the job done now. They need to go look for the defenseman to plug in. And I'm not saying that getting one defenseman, that this guy's going to come in, turn into Bobby Orr and solve all the problems. Absolutely not. What I'm saying is these are steps that they need to take, and they need to start building a defensive core that can get it done, that will eventually kind of wash through the team. It's more in that sense where like a change needs to happen for us to see changes occur. It's not just keep throwing in the same ingredients and expecting a different meal to come out of it type of thing. That's personally what I'm willing to give up draft picks. I'm willing to give up a forward, a solid one at that, to go and get like that Matthias Ekholm that's available. But we're going to have to see. It's going to be an interesting season moving forward now. There's nothing secure. It makes for more exciting hockey. It makes for more tight-knit battles. And it's put up or shut up time for the Leafs. And it all starts in California, where they play the LA Kings tonight at 10:30, the Anaheim Ducks tomorrow at 9 p.m. I was going to say a.m. It's not the juniors. We're going to see. The Leafs have an opportunity. Tonight, they're playing, like I said, the Kings, who are a very, very underrated powerhouse team. A team which is like what I've been explaining, that is not exactly the best offense or the best defense, but as a coalition of a team, it comes together and it's through the lineup. That's what I want the Leafs to become. We're going to have to see what they can do, but they have a game tonight. It looks like Martin Jones is going to be the starter, backed up by Dennis Hildeby. They need the 2 points here tonight. Will they get it? That's up to them. But my New Year's resolution for this team is play a full game. And I want to know what yours is for this team. But guys, that is it for now. Thank you very much for watching. I wish you guys nothing but the best in 2024. And I'm going to say it. Who knows? Maybe it's our year. We shall see. It all starts with the game tonight. I'll see you guys in the next one. Take care.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with That Leafs Fan on YouTube, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts.